This is Cinder, and you're listening to The Training Dummies. Oh god, they're off the rails! With Rob and Darrow.
Hey, welcome to episode 227 of The Training Dummies podcast. We are doing tonight something a little bit different. We're going to do an off-the-rails post-BlizzCon episode for you. So if you hear me mashing buttons, we are doing, we've decided to combine that with a little bit of an alliance leveling stream. So,
oh yeah.
What is this? What is today? October, November?
Oh, November,
or something
November
or
20th.
Or what he said. And, that man right there is none other than, my one and only bro host. Daryl, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
How much are we going to talk about personal real life stuff? Because we've had some colorful yet scathing reviews of.
Oh
of
yeah,
our...
you know we never did read those off. Hey, yeah, this is an off the rails, so we can do what we like, right? That's kind of the whole point.
I think
of
so.
The...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. OTR. So we're alliance leveling. Okay. So how am I doing then? I ran today for the first time in 7 weeks. Yes, yes, it happened. So I had a pretty massive calf strain a while back, and it sucked. Oh, we have to go all the way back there? Yeah, this is going to be that kind of episode.
Oh, we need a picture of after we killed Captain.
Is that what it said? Oh, I got you. So if you're listening to the audio, apologize in advance. This is going to be that kind of episode because we are also processing some information here about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we just killed Captain Conrad. So, well, yeah, I ran. It was great. I loved it. I'm getting back into it. I can feel it a little bit in my calf. I can feel it. It's there. But it did not hurt by any means. It doesn't hurt now.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. For by and large, it was a great experience. And I kept it low key. I ran slow.
Low
and slow. I didn't run like a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a couple of miles, but
that's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good. I'm excited because I am going to be pushing myself into some half marathon training here in the coming couple of months, and then go from there. So, outside of game life, because we'll be getting into a bunch of game stuff. What have you? How's your fitness and running and all that been going?
Good. Like I did that 15K in October, and before that, I was having, like, my knee was bothering me a little bit, but the whole week leading up to that 15K, my knee was fine. So I didn't mm-hmm. take my knee brace with me. And then as soon as I hit the 6K mark, I started to feel the pain in my knee. So I still had 9 kilometers to go, which is, like, ridiculous when you think about that. But I kept plugging along. But what happened is the pain in my one knee, it was my, pain in my right knee caused me to compensate elsewhere, right? So then I started to get pain in my right knee because I was using it more, you know, favoring it a bit more. So
yeah,
you know, all in all, I finished the 15K, but it really did a number on both knees. So I ended up, you know, thankfully BlizzCon was coming up, so it allowed me to have a good excuse to take a break. So I did take that break, and then what was it? My last actual good run, because I got home from BlizzCon, and then I had some other personal stuff where I couldn't run right after I got back. So when I went last week, my first run was great. Like I still put the knee brace on my right knee just as mm-hmm. a precaution, and everything was good. So it was all good because those first steps is where my first steps is where I was worried. Like, okay, this is it. Like, you know, I had some anxiety about taking my first steps at an actual run, and it was good. So I was glad. So no more pain in my knee there. I'm just going to make sure I continue to wear a brace, especially on my right knee while I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was good.
I think that's like something that I have a hard time with is like admitting sometimes that you, whatever, you know, extra little steps you need to take, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, I'm glad you're back at it, dude. It's awesome. Let's get into BlizzCon, dude. Or do we want to talk about what happened first, like the Con Before the Storm stuff?
Oh yeah, we can. Yeah, we can just kind of go through that. So you were at Con Before the Storm.
Well, you were there too.
Well, I guess I was there.
So I did the Warcraft panel at the World of Podcasts at Gone Before the Storm, and that was a fun experience. That was just a bit of just being goofy and getting up there. And at the last minute, our good buddy English guy James kind of didn't think that I would, because I was making comments about him being an official host and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And he made some sort of comment about about coming up there, and so I called him up onto the stage with us, and ended up having him do the panel with me, and I think it was probably slightly more uncomfortable than he was expecting.
Yeah, I think so.
Because realizing that was all in real time, and he's not supposed to say a lot of the things.
Yeah, where exactly. We're in Drusfar, right? Yeah, take the high road. So we have a flight path at Aram Stan that would take us right there. So I think if we go for that.
I don't remember how to get around here very well.
Oh, I see a flight path. We're close to one.
Yeah, it's up over here.
I think you're going the right direction.
Yep, there it is. All right.
Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so that was fun. Yeah.
I just want to say I like Borealis better than our capital city on Horde side.
Kind of. Wait.
It feels more like a capital city. We have Zul'Dazar, whatever the name is.
Yeah. The pyramid.
I like this better because it feels like a city.
What freaking... Yeah, I don't think we have a flight point that goes way up there.
Oh, man.
We have to go to...
Fallhaven?
Fallen... Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go to Fallhaven.
We'll be all right. Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Daryl kept me nice and... kept my drink
lubricated.
So that was super fun, actually. I did officially get called a Blizzard shill while I was up there, and it's great because I think anybody who would say that, like, obviously doesn't know me and doesn't know.
I think that's an achievement,
right?
Totally.
I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan.
Oh yeah,
and I love most things Blizzard, but I have some pretty harsh criticisms too as well. So it's funny to hear somebody just like ignorantly get up there and make comments like that. That's a treat. But yeah, it was a good time. I had a lot of fun with that. And I don't know, was there anything else that really happened beforehand? I know we met a lot of people, took a lot of pictures.
Yeah, it was just
all the parties and all the pre-events and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if there's much else to it. Like, it was just a whirlwind. I know we got to meet up with Draini again and her husband at Con for the Storm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So yeah, that was
and saw
was
her her Aier.
Oh yeah, that was an amazing one.
Yeah, she nailed that. That was freaking awesome.
Totally.
Well, all right. I guess we'll just run down the list, and if I forgot something or if something sticks out to you, let me know. But one of the main things they changed this year with the event itself was security.
Yeah, and, that was something.
And I know everyone's probably heard all this stuff, so this is just going to be our experience, our take. Security was terrible. Security was a hot mess. They had multiple companies working security, and nobody within those companies were communicating with each other.
Yeah,
and
that was...
it showed, and it was, I don't know, it was rough.
Yeah, definitely. And
I don't know, man, I don't want to dwell on that too much, but the lines to get in were outrageous. They're running, you know, 2 hours plus just to get in from out front of where the Hilton was to get into the convention center, and there was no way around it. There was nothing you could do to try to skirt that or do something different. But you know, so we had learned something a couple of years ago when we went that we had a good time.
We can ride this. Hey, might as well take this. Yeah, just hop on, and I think it'll take us right there.
Right. Yep.
Hold on. All right.
Right up to somebody's den.
Ulthar.
Oh wow! Cool, man. Take the ride.
It's like a rainbow.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't want to dwell on that too much, but it was It crapped on the whole experience. But all right, so we got in, and one of the things that we had learned, I would say a couple of years ago, that Daryl and I had done was that we had just decided that we wanted to do BlizzCon the way that we wanted to do it. So I'm going to sit where I want. I'm going to see what I want. I'm not going to feel obligated or pressured, you know. And there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose we're supposed to be, at this point, we're probably supposed to be in awe because this is a Drustvar druid, right?
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah, we're supposed to be like, oh my gosh, look at that. There's a druid, dude.
Is he giving us a quest?
Okay. It doesn't look like it, but I wonder if we're supposed to talk to him because he had some dialogue lines there. But,
yeah, but more like, are you druids?
Are you druids? Yes, we are. We're the guardians of the balance of
that's
the nature.
That's all it is. Yeah, okay. Well, that was silly.
Why did that freaking butthole give us a ride up here just to go, ta-da!
I know.
All right, I just need to keep using that proper mount. All right, let's see. Now we got to get back over there.
Now we're lost.
Great. So opening ceremonies. We sat. This is the same thing we did last year. We ended up sitting in the Hearthstone area.
Yeah.
Because we knew that there would be plenty of seating, and we wouldn't have to fight with it. And sure enough, there was plenty of seating, and we didn't have to fight with it.
Yeah,
we
what happened.
We even got in there. Okay. Are we picking up, like, off quests and stuff?
I don't know. I guess we could, or should we just carry on?
Sitting over there. I don't think we really need them. We're trying to get through the meat of this.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple here. Yeah, let's carry on.
Okay. Yeah, so opening ceremonies. You'll have to help me out here because a lot of it, like, it was...
Well, it was going fine until they got to the Hearthstone, the actual Hearthstone. Well, we were in the Hearthstone arena, or the Hearthstone.
I feel like this was not... You know, if it's every other year or every third year or every year, or like some sort of off year, you know, like this was not the year that was like announcement heavy. Everybody.
No, it wasn't.
I hope you wore your Depends because you're about to soil your pants. And this was not that BlizzCon at all.
No.
And it showed right away. You know, the whole Morhaime and Jaylen Brack moment was cool, but like, that was more of a, you know, a changing of the guard.
Yeah, exactly.
So it wasn't something that as a consumer, I go in and go, wow, oh my gosh, no way. Look, it's Jaylen Brack. Exactly. Things are changing. Right. So it's fine. I'm going to get this slight point before I do anything else.
That's a good call. I should do that too.
Yeah. Things I learned the hard way. So that was cool. But, you know, and then to kick into the StarCraft announcement and...
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. I'm like, my opinion of BlizzCon is that a lot of it they knew was, I don't know, filler's not the right word necessarily.
No, but it was...
And I don't want to say they phoned it in, but it was like, it is what it is. We don't got a lot for you this year, you know. But hopefully you're not here for the announcements, right? Because that was just a bit of a meh. So, I don't know. It was fine. It didn't rock my world. There was some technical difficulties, like Daryl was saying, everything. We kind of went down the list. Warcraft was, remember we said we weren't really going to talk about 8.1? Yeah, we're just going to give you a quick update on 8.1, and then...
I know, that's all they talked about in the opening ceremonies was 8.1. They didn't touch anything new until they did the What's Next panel.
Yeah, and that was, I don't know, it was kind of meh. Like, it was all stuff that we knew.
Yeah, exactly. That's no surprises anyway.
Let's see. So it was StarCraft.
Warcraft. Then I think they tried to do Hearthstone, and then they had audio issues. And we had no problem because we were in the Hearthstone arena where, you know, they were doing that. But all of a sudden we had our group Discord. And one of our guildies who was in the main hall saying, we can't hear anything.
Right.
It's like, we can hear everything. So all of a sudden they cut into Jeff Kaplan coming out in the Overwatch arena. And it's like, what's going on? You know, and it's like the audio was coming over the guy in the Hearthstone arena doing his announcement. And all of a sudden I think he got notification that no one can hear you. You know,
yeah,
you might as well stop.
Well, and we're sitting there like, it didn't make sense. Like, cause there, as from what we could see, everything was working fine.
Yeah, so exactly.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
It was just weird that, like, all of a sudden, holy crap, man. It was like, prick these things to see if they're a witch, but, like, both of them that I pricked so far.
All right. Well, hey, we got a hidden quest. But yeah, then Overwatch, and then, Ash is cool. So we got Ash.
Ash and Bob, I fell in love with
them. Yeah, Bob is cool.
I'm into that. I'm all about it. I bought two shirts. I bought a Bob shirt, and I bought the
Deadlock
shirt from the Deadlock Gang shirt. And
yeah
I'm into
awesome.
It. I went and played Ashlyn when she came out. That was
fun.
Did
you? Right on.
Yeah. Like, nothing was like mine. You know, like, I'm not about to go full on, full blown Overwatch again, but
yeah,
it's fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. The Hearthstone announcement. What's it finally? We're just gonna skip out of order here, right?
Oh yeah.
I don't even. So the Hearthstone announcement, when it finally did happen, was pretty like, oh yeah, it's another.
It's an expansion. And I've pretty much decided I'm done. Like, I don't enjoy playing it. I don't. So
I am not done with Hearthstone, but I am done pre-ordering. If that.
Yeah,
if that
makes I haven't played since before BlizzCon, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be. I think there shouldn't be there shouldn't be anything stressful about it. Like, if you're not having fun, then
then
you know, it just doesn't matter. Like, there's no point. Like, I'm not gonna pre-order. I feel like I'm done with that. But I do feel like I want to play it. I've been keeping up on my quests. You know, I've got about 8,000 gold, which I think when it's said and done is going to be about 80 packs. So I'm in a good place to continue going.
Yeah.
Where you're at.
I'm in the, there was a thing, Investigate the Cellar. And I was just, I thought I was still doing the recruiting stuff, so I'm fighting people down here in the cellar. They said, oh no, you've discovered us. It's like, oh crap.
Holy crap.
Hey, there you are. I already killed most of them.
That's funny. I've been going around clicking other stuff.
Well, I thought because it was this yellow dot, so I thought, oh, I'm just recruiting still, because we still have to get inside Newark, right?
Yep, and I have no idea where. Cause
was one of those yellow dots, so I thought that's what I was going to do, right? And all of a sudden, it's something else. Like, oh, all right.
It's perfect.
Yeah. But so then after that, what do we get? Oh, then we got the Diablo announcement.
Diablo Immortal.
You know what? I'm excited for that. Because it is something to take the place of Hearthstone for my lunch breaks and, you know, my coffee breaks. Something to take the place of Hearthstone. That's what I see it as, and I'm looking forward to that.
I do not like how nasty people got about it.
Oh, I know. That was,
I feel like it is
that
a,
was too
an
much.
Extremely, extremely poor reflection of of the community, the way that people behaved.
Yeah.
The booing, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm not personally as invested to where I feel like that's super important and like I've been juked and this is BS, you know, like, I guess I'm not seeing that.
Yeah. I didn't get that reaction at all. Like, it made no sense to me
whatsoever.
Yeah. I think I got him here.
Okay. Yeah, but there was a lot of that. There was a lot of just nasty behavior. And as a, I don't know, I kind of feel like as a parent with a couple of kids, that's what a lot of it, like when my son wants to play iPad and I tell him no.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
that's how he acts.
Mm-hmm.
He gets super pissy and I'm ruining his life and I'm a terrible dad and how dare I and get out of his face and this is ridiculous and like there's just a, I don't know, there's a whole air of like, I don't know. Even from the moment they announced it, I thought it was cool. I was like, I thought it was a,
oh yeah, totally.
So, we actually did go and give it a try. And it was super fun. It was super fun.
Oh yeah,
I loved it. Played it with Daryl and some random guy.
Yeah,
but yeah, totally was great. I'm looking forward to it coming out. I don't understand what people's beef is.
Oh, I know.
You know,
too.
It's not. I've totally. It's not Diablo 4, but Diablo 4 isn't scrapped. Like,
yeah,
Diablo
I know.
4 is. It's just later, so I don't really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it was fun. Like we played it. I thought it was good. I had a lot of fun playing it. I'm looking forward to it because it was fun to play.
We played through the what was the other one? Oh, the Warcraft 3 one, and that was fun as well. But that, you know, that wasn't like, I don't know. I knew what I was getting into with that. So I think that'll be cool. That wasn't like, I waited in line far too long for that, for that demo. That was just like a bit too much. But, the Heroes announcements, we didn't talk about that. That was another thing that people freaked out about, though, was, was like Orphea. People are like crapping their pants about Orphea. What's your take on Orphea?
I tried her. I think it's cool. Like they're doing, they're putting stuff in that is not from their other games. So they're creating characters specifically from Heroes. And I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Cause why not? Like, I think that's great. It gives them more creative, control, like more chance to be more creative on, what they come up with for Heroes and abilities in Heroes of the Storm. Because now, if they add something, they're basically stuck with what they do, right? So, you know, they add Hanzo, and what do they add? It's just got a scatter arrow, because that's what he does, right?
And that's what they're saying, like, how creative can you be with something that exists? Yeah.
So it's like, okay, but now they can, you know, if they can keep coming up with the lore for this stuff, and you know, fleshed out even more, they can come up with more creative, more creative ideas, and I think that's awesome. Like I didn't get to try Orphea at Hearthstone or at BlizzCon rather, because someone was faster typing OR in than I was.
We sat down and man, I hit that search button and just poked it in.
I think I fat fingered something, so I didn't get it in. And then the only other time I've tried Orphea was Friday night after raid, like this past Friday, after about four or five really strong bourbons. So I still can't give an accurate assessment of how she is or how she plays. So I'm looking forward to trying her again because she does look like she'd be a fun character to play, definitely. And I still really enjoy playing Heroes too, so.
I've gotten way back into Heroes a lot more.
Yeah, I need to
like way more. I have a month stim pack right now, or boost, whatever it's called.
Yeah. The annual boost is on sale right now too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm totally buying it. I know.
I want it, but it's just like it's holidays, man. Like.
Yeah, I know.
Hard to just like be like, oh, by the way, I'm gonna spend all this money on. I know. And then the sale today.
I didn't even look at that.
I had a cart full of stuff, dude. It was trouble. Like legit, I had a cart full of stuff, and I had to just stop myself.
I know. Yeah, I haven't even looked at it yet. I need to. I don't need to. That's the thing.
There's some really good stuff in there. I have the feeling by the time like I change my mind and go try it again, it'll be all my sizes will be gone. But it might be for the best. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Orphea, man, I love Orphea. I think she's great. I'm not a purist in the sense of that my MOBA needs to be pre-existing Blizzard folk, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. It's fine. She's super well done. She's super fun. I don't necessarily think that the comic and the story leading up to it was done that well.
No, I didn't think they were that good. I know I didn't read any of them until this week, and I finally sat down at lunch. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to read through all these and see what all the hype is. And I don't know. Yeah, I didn't think the comics were that good or that. I don't know. Like you're saying,
they're fine. Just, I just don't like sit there and go, wow, this is like so cool. Oh my god, Orphea.
Yeah.
Like it's fine.
Yeah.
That's not why I play Heroes, but it doesn't hurt to have that.
No, yeah, exactly.
With it, you know.
So, yeah, no, that's exactly right.
And it's kind of like, you know, getting the creative juices flowing. So, like, there's nothing. I think that's cool. It gives them a lot of opportunity to come up with some new stuff,
some new battlegrounds.
And so,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff for sure.
Yeah, trying to think. They did the Warcraft 3 announcement.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, did do the pre-order for that.
Oh, totally.
Or remixed, remastered, whatever.
Reforged.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good to have that stuff. I think it's good for it to exist. I like that they're able to take some of that pre-existing stuff and polish it up to where it's good enough to do. It's good enough to put it back out in the wild again and, and still fit some current standards and still, let us have that nostalgia without really having to.
Right. Yeah.
Suffer the old, super old quality, you know? So yeah, I don't know. Exactly. Some people like it, but we live in a different time now. We have fiber internet and we are.
Hush.
Some of us do. Hush. In case you didn't know, I had upgraded to fiber. Now I just need to get a computer that plays a little better.
Yep.
But yeah. What was your favorite part of BlizzCon?
Well, I can do the cop out again, but being able to see everyone again, right? Like that's that's always the best part. Is by far. As for the con itself, I don't know. Like it was like, yeah, it was, it felt like an off year. You don't want to say that, but that is what it felt like.
So I'm not going to mention names, because I don't feel like that's going to be helpful, mm-hmm. but more than one, mm-hmm. Blizzard employee said,
next year,
are you coming next year?
You don't.
And it was like, it was weird too, because it was like no one wants to be like, yeah, we know you're disappointed, but it was immediately like, it was just, everybody knows. It was kind of like, it's in the air already. It exists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That this whole, cave investigated. I guess we ought to do that real quick, huh?
Oh, yeah. What's that way?
Yeah. So it was just like, yes, we know. We don't want to, no one wants to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. We all know. You're all disappointed. Okay. Are you coming next year? And and it was, like I said, it was more than one person.
Yeah, I know. Like, so it was cool.
And it wasn't like, there isn't any name dropping, but it wasn't like this person's a friend of mine or anything. A lot of it was, people that I had met or was just, I'm opening my character pane for no reason. But yeah. And I'm like, I think that's cool. I'm definitely going to try and go next year. I think that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Next year I'm going to actually try and bring my kid too, as long as he's not an idiot. Trying in school and all that kind of stuff. But that's the plan anyway.
Ooh, this ring upgraded. I will take an upgraded ring. So I had a lot of fun with that, but the whole, like, are you coming next year? Dude, that just kind of was funny to me.
And yeah,
that,
totally.
That reaffirmed a lot of my my experience that I had. A lot of what happened. Security was just like a wet blanket over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Even throughout the event, right? So Daryl and I went to the store.
That was rough.
And we made some purchases at the store. And I'm just going to run down here to the next Falconhurst or whatever it's called. And we waited in line for way too long. Like painful amount of time waiting at the store. And it was an annoying and frustrating experience. And we went and looked on the app and it was like, yeah, no problem. You've got about like an hour wait. And it ended up being like 2.5 hours or something.
Do you have something down this way?
Yeah. Let's see. Sure.
Do I not have?
You're already on that quest.
Which quest?
It's called Falconhurst.
To Falconhurst?
Yeah. But I didn't want to dive off the side there because I just.
Oh, okay. So you're going to that. Okay.
Just skirting around over here a little bit.
Okay.
Let's kill this dude. Looks like he's got
nothing.
I don't know. We'll see. But, I mean, yes, I'll come next year.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite part, though, was definitely, like you said, just meeting, being there with our friends.
Yeah.
And that was, like, that was just the massive highlight of it. That was just, like, by far the cake and the icing.
Yeah, it always is, too.
I loved watching the Heroes Esports.
That was good.
That's always fun.
Man, that last match. Oh, they had it.
That was their own.
That was silly.
And we're all sitting there, you know, as viewers yelling at them, "No, no, don't go back. Like, don't get greedy. You can do this." Mm-hmm. Like there's no need to risk it right now for this. So,
yep.
Who was it? It was Dignitas versus whoever MVP Black is called this year.
Gen G, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, they made a pretty dumb push for the core and,
yep.
And got Backfired. It down to what? Like
3%.
Yeah. 3%. Yep. They got it down to 3% and were not able to pull it off and they got team wiped and then Gen G was able to go through and push all the way back. So, another massive highlight, one of the unexpected, I think we were both kind of hoping for this, was that we were actually able to spend time talking with Taliesin and Inevitable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome, too.
That was really neat. Those two are exactly what you hope they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Evitel was about one of the sweetest people I've ever met in my life. She intentionally went around and just met every single person there. It was their Patreon meetup, and she went and, you know, like I said, intentionally went and gave hugs and just spent a couple of minutes. They both did, but
yeah.
But of course, you know, he was caught up with everybody and their drunk brother, like giving them their life story. But yeah, they were just a real treat. I absolutely loved being able to meet up with them. I asked if they would adopt me, and I haven't heard back yet, but we'll see.
You wanna take out this rare here?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed that they'll adopt me. I realize I'm an adult man with my own family already. I feel like that should actually help, right? Because I don't need anything. I'm not asking for.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need them to pay my cell phone bill or car payment or anything like that. So. Smile Creators is right, Kel. They were amazing. That was an absolute treat. Okay, I got one weapon here. I should hang on to you. The problem with during this leveling process, replacing your artifact weapons is, in a lot of cases, you now need two weapons to replace what effectively was one before. So.
Yeah, I don't have that problem because I rolled this specifically for this.
Oh, right. You didn't have all the stuff before, huh?
No, I rolled this and then used the boost, and here we are.
There you are. Who else did we meet that stuck out? That was awesome. Everybody was just so nice, right? So I just made it a point to stop and just talk to as many people as I could. A lot of the old friends, you know, the Lords of the Storm guys, and definitely ran into a lot of folks at the con before the storm, but yeah,
you know, we did. I wish I could remember their names, but it was almost a humbling experience where there were some people that we met and who listened to the podcast, right? And that was a cool experience, right? Meeting people who.
Meeting somebody that actually listens.
Yeah, who actually listened to the podcast. And I'm like, oh, that was cool. Like, even, I know we sat and talked with one gentleman at a table for a while. But even there was another point after that where I was just walking through at Calm Before the Storm and someone stopped me and said, you know, he enjoyed the podcast. And that felt really good, like, just hearing that. And, you know, it was awesome. Oh, and Lita. Lita. Talked to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got to see Lita. That was, I believe that was her first.
Yeah, it was totally. I had a list of people I wanted to see at BlizzCon, like actually meet specifically, and her name was the top of the list. So I'm really glad that I got to talk with her for a bit at Con Before the Storm.
Yeah, that was great. And she was awesome. A lot of the CTR crew, Pat Crane was there, all those Jewels ran into her. There was a lot of people that I thought that I would run into that I didn't end up seeing, but I know they were there. But
yeah, there was a few, was and you know, you try to meet up with them, but it's just there's so many people.
Yeah, but I think the main thing that has been my takeaway from going to BlizzCon is that you just kind of have to make it your event. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad that's the reason why, despite all of the negativity and the poor feedback and the lack of announcements, and you know, that's why none of that really, like, at the end of the day, none of that really mattered to me. Like,
no.
I mean, obviously you want to have you know, cool announcements and
yeah, exactly,
and all that, but I don't know, it wasn't a big deal. It really wasn't. I had a super good time. You know, ran into a lot of good folks, and I will do it again. I'll do it again next year. And I think that's kind of it, huh?
Yeah, I think so. You covered it good.
So, all right. Well, is anybody here hanging out? There is no VOD. And I asked, I was going to say if you guys have any questions, but Kel asked, is there a VOD of Con Before the Storm? There is not a VOD. And I asked Seraphis about that, and he said that just the sheer amount of bandwidth that it would have cost them to get the internet connection. Yeah. I guess they could have just recorded it. They recorded the audio. So there is audio. If you go to World of Podcasts.
Yeah, I think we linked your panel in our Discord, at least.
What am I looking for here? None of these guys have skulls over their heads, so I feel like it's not as
important. Oh, we still need to do those runes, whatever, the candle ones.
Yeah, I see a bunch over here.
Yeah, I just saw those. There's this guy.
Yeah, we're good. Oh, yeah. We try to do that every year. And it's still not... I haven't even done the edited version yet. Because stinking Kranos.
One job.
One of our guys in our guild, he does an edit of our guild pick every year where he actually puts everyone's character name over their head as if you would see it in game. And
he does a good job.
And that's always super cool. He's been pretty busy. Either that or I'm just making excuses for him. And
he needs to hurry up. Well, yeah, he needs to hurry up.
Yeah, man, it's been a couple weeks and
totally
still waiting on him. But yeah, that's one of our favorite things too. We always do that. Always get the guild pictures. And what am I doing? I'm just accepting a bunch of quests here, and all of my big stuff's on cooldown. So
I guess I could jump in and whatever we're doing, survive the assault. Oh, that's part of the quest.
All right. Wait. What? I don't want to survive the assault.
You don't want to survive?
Yeah, I guess I do want to survive, but I want to.
All right.
Uh-oh. See this gnarly butthole of a tree dude over here.
Oh, yeah, we got him. We got him.
Uh-oh, I like how I ran back in. Prematurely, he was still casting. I guess that's about it, huh? Had a good time.
I think so. I
strongly recommend going. Well, we're gonna start. I don't want to waste people's time here too much. So, what we're gonna do is we're gonna start scheduling some more class guides, some more. Quite a bit more of what you actually came for. Not us playing WoW and being distracted. So, we have a lot of good stuff in the shoot coming up, to be honest. Let's see. Fabelina, spoke with her about coming back, so she'll be back on here pretty soon. Little Sparks, spoke with her. She'll be back on pretty soon. Talyes and Inevitel said they'd love to, so we just have to work out some details with them across time zones, of course. So, yeah, I think we have a lot to look forward to. And,
definitely.
And I believe... that'll do it for this, what was this, 227? Is that what we said?
I think that's what you said.
All right. Cool, man. Well,
all right.
Keep an eye on Discord, Twitter. I'm not even going to give you all the names again, because to be honest, if you don't know where that's at, then you're doing something wrong. So
the trainingdummies.com, you can get everything from there.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Done and
Discord.
Done.
Discord.me/TTD.
That's the one.
All right, you guys. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. All right,
I'm going to play the bumper here and make it official.
I'm going to keep the stream going, so for those hanging out here, we will continue to do this jazz for a bit, and for the rest of you, we'll see you next time.
No, really, I hit the button. Why isn't it playing?
It's advice you can trust.
Woo, woo.
From people you shouldn't.
Woo, woo. Woo.